Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, and we are coming to you live from the Business Radio X studio inside beautiful Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And speaking of beautiful Alpharetta, we're going to talk to a man that's making some of that happen, Ted Schwartz. Ted is with Joel and Greneau Commercial Real Estate. Joel, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell us about you. Tell us about Joel and Greneau.
John, it's really a boutique commercial real estate firm. We're based in Atlanta. We've been in Atlanta for as long as I can remember. I've been in Atlanta for 30 years. It was formed by Alan Joel and Dan Granat. And they're native Atlantans. And they formed the organization back in 2010, right out of the recession. It was basically two real estate entrepreneurs that came from big organizations, and they formed an alliance in West Midtown. And I am really a part of them. I joined Alan Joel back in 1997, and then left for a period of time and came back in 2015. And I've been there for the last 5 years. And we've been a growing little boutique. We're right off of I-75. As you see the signs going to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we're one of the first things you see as you go down on 75. And we've been a growing boutique and happy to see 2020.
Lots going on in 2020, but I want to, before we get into that, talk a little bit about you. How did you get into commercial real estate?
Great question. Like many people, we stumble through it. We defined our passion. And before I was in commercial real estate, I was a banker. I was also in the travel business. And then I took a test. And it was a program down in Midtown called the Highlands Program. And it said you need to be in real estate.
Oh, wow.
Quite frankly, I didn't want to work the weekend, so it made it pretty easy for me. I didn't really care about someone's kitchen, to be very honest.
So commercial was the choice versus residential.
Yeah, it was the choice. And then, you know, and you know, and some of us, we go through different businesses in real estate. I went to a small firm called Neuberger Andes, and I went to an even smaller firm called Alan Joel Partners. Mm. And then I went to a bigger firm called Ackerman and Company. Mm-hmm. And now I'm with Joel and Granat.
Okay.
Many people have said, well, why don't you own your own firm? And I essentially do, but I don't like all the niceties of running the house. I like to run what I run, which is my clients, mm-hmm. and help them find space and let the business side run itself. I care to be in front of the clients and
sure.
client facing.
Sure. Now you have focused in on North Fulton as an area of expertise for you. Not that that's the only place you do business, because you're
no. You it's not the only Atlanta. Place I do business, but right. but it's become a focus.
Right.
It's become a focus because I think I started living here. I bought my first house in 1993, and it was right on Old Milton Parkway. So, I mean, it was a really unique experience. And so when I got started, I wanted to focus on an area I knew.
Sure.
And so in 1997, I joined the Alpharetta Rotary Club. And I just made it a mission to work with people that I actually joined the North Fulton Chamber in 1997 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to make it a focus to work with people that I know and live with.
Sure. Sure. And that was a pretty good decision in terms of the future of North Fulton, right? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, you know, wow. Sometimes you get a little bit lucky.
Oh, come on. It was all your smarts, right, Ted? I mean, you could tell me that, right?
You know,
I mean, you had a great crystal
yesterday,
ball.
Yesterday, I was in an office building, and I knew it was built right when I started in the business, and it was built by Cousins Properties in the early mid-90s. And, you know, sometimes we get lucky.
Yeah.
It's just, and this has been a lucky place to be. And really been blessed to have great leadership. It doesn't happen just simply, by luck. It happens because people are good people. They really understand the market and understand where they want to go.
Sure.
You know, and this area is now the fourth largest office market in Atlanta. Now, it wasn't in 1997, but it grew because it understood that it was on a major artery. It understood that executives liked to live up here. It understood that it had good schools. I would say great schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really understood it marketplace and then simply expanded upon it. Now, in the last 10 years, we've seen the birth of Avalon, a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of where it's located,
mm-hmm.
right up against 400. And then we're seeing the birth of downtowns, and Alpharetta's not doing anything different than the city of Suwannee or Peachtree Corners. But it understands it, and it understands how to do it. It understands it follows the trends. It's no different than what's going on in Brookhaven right now. Brookhaven's going to search to find its downtown in the next 3 to 5 years. That'll happen too. So I've seen how North Fulton has done it, and it's been a catalyst for other cities in and around Atlanta. So
let's talk about the market here specifically. I mean, you know, I think those of us that are here every day, we both know the answer to this question and take it for granted. I mean, what makes Alpharetta and the North Fulton market generally so unique?
Well, I think it really comes to the factors that are important for business. It's no mystery that businesses get attracted by having a great workforce population. It's no mystery that people want to live where it has a great population. It comes down to the good education, a place to raise a family. You know, the biggest issue now is how do you keep it together? As we get a little bit older, we're all getting older. You're getting older, John. I'm getting older.
I know I am.
Oh, trust me, I am. But I don't feel older. But you know, is how do you attract and maintain the new generation, the millennials, my daughter,
right.
that millennial, how sure. are we going to maintain them? And how is it? I would suggest to you that it's not all about MARTA, but it's all it does concern about, you know, now we have all these different ways to get from one place to the other, the Ubers of the world. But it's how do we keep them there?
Mm.
You know, everything now is what I call it mixed use.
Yep.
And everything has to have not only just an office component. It's got to have a multifamily component. It's got to have a retail component. And, You know, that's the secret now to success is how every project that you see, North Point Mall in being revitalized, is not just about retail.
Right.
It's how to fill that concrete in that retail with other different types of uses that work.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Since you brought up North Point, let's talk about North Point. How do you see all that playing out? I mean, the city can plan, but the market ultimately kind of takes over at a certain point, right?
That's exactly what my client said yesterday. I was working with a law firm, and they said, do you really think this is going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? I said, you know, people go to places that they like. People go, and people do go to the next big thing. That's true. It happens.
Oh, come on.
I get it. I get it. But people like places that they like to go to. They like to shop. They like to be around. And North Point is really the next thing. Mayor Gilvin has really put it on the forefront.
Yep.
And, you know, I kid aside, I say, you know, he wants to do what David Belisle did with the Avalon and stuff like that, and we're downtown Alpharetta. But, you know, it's really about reusing a great geographic footprint. That's really what North Point Mall is a mm-hmm. great geographic footprint,
mm-hmm.
but reimagining it for the next 20 years. That what worked in 1992 or 3 and is not the same now because we have nothing but concrete and asphalt, and we got to reuse that in a more vibrant way.
Right.
People have to become greener. People have to find different uses. And, you know, Kathy Cook, I will tell you, Kathy has been around the city of Alpharetta now for almost 28 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she's seen it all. And she really needs to be commended. Without someone like Kathy Cook's vision, looking back and looking forward, you know, the city wouldn't be where it is today. And Roswell, Steve Stroud. You know, Steve, I know Lori's the mayor. But Steve's kind of the mayor. He's really the mayor. He really fuels the engine. No offense, Lori. I'm sorry.
I think this is a great point, Ted, and I want to amplify that because mayors come and go, and we like our mayors, and so let's tip our cap to them so they don't get offended. But the folks that are in those offices that are going to be there when that current mayor is gone, who's been doing all this work for all these years, like Kathy and Steve. I mean, those folks are the ones that make it happen, right?
They're the drivers.
They're the engine.
Right. They are the engine.
Right.
They are their cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that are speaking out for the city. They're the ones that are looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
And are there.
Right.
They're there every single day.
Right.
And so it's great to work with those folks because I can't do my job without them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sell the city. I can't put the tenant in there. I can't tell the landlord this is a great opportunity. I'm looking at a new project right now, and we're in Alpharetta, and we're looking at how we redo this building. How do we reimagine what this is? It's already got great fundamentals. It's in a good location. It's on North Point Parkway.
Mm.
But how do we figure out what this is going to be in the next 10 to 15 years? And that's our challenge.
Mm. We're speaking with Ted Schwartz, and Ted is a partner with Joel and Granat Commercial Real Estate. I think I said Granot on the way in. Sorry about that. Joel,
you're French.
That's right. My high school French is coming back on me. Joel and Granat Commercial Real Estate. Now, Ted, I want to talk more about North Fulton, but I also want to make sure we get to how you work with clients. Lots of commercial real estate professionals out there. Why you? Why should I come to you to get your help?
because it's not just about the real estate deal. Real estate deal, there's fundamentals. We understand it. It's about the whole package. It's about how am I positioning my business? Where is my business going to go? It's more than just dollars and cents. Yes, that's part of it. I understand it. But it's about where am I going to grow my business? Where am I going to exit my business? I'm kind of here for all of that. And it's not all about the real estate. Yes, it is, but it's also about moving. There is one thing that I know that I do almost every time. It's sometimes they renew, and they definitely stay, and they definitely expand, and they definitely do that. But they also move. They also buy a building. There has to be a plan behind that. And it's more than just the real estate. Real estate's just the vehicle that drives the engine.
Sure.
But it is about putting the team together. I kind of think that I'm kind of a quarterback and kind of help be a catalyst for all the different things that happen. It's about, you know, that mover, that furniture person, that space planner person, all those sort of things. And then at the end of the rainbow, it's about selling that business. At some point, they get older like us, and sometimes they think about what's the exit.
Right.
How do I exit from this?
Right.
I was at a meeting today, and it was all about mergers and acquisitions and how do we sell and how do we know what the value of that business is. Well, part of that is talking to the real estate guy to figure out what you have and what you're going to have or what you're looking to do and what you're looking to sell. I would tell you right now, it is a hard time to buy a building. Right now, if I'm a tenant and I want to go find a building to purchase, I'm telling you, we got to be really, really picky as to far as what we buy. It's got to really make sense. Don't over leverage. Don't buy too much. Don't overpay. And then, you know, that's my job. Sometimes right. I'm not going to do as many sales. Sometimes I'm going to do more leasing than sales because that's where I think the market is.
And just to be clear, I mean, that's not giving that advice is not in your financial best interest, right? I mean, you make more money selling real estate than you do doing a leasing deal, right?
It depends.
Okay.
But my job is to do what's right for the client and
right.
what's right for the market. Mm-hmm. The market talks. And sometimes you have buildings that I have clients that want to sell a building. And, you know, some things they have to do in order to make it palatable for somebody to buy.
Right.
And it's all about fitting it into a puzzle. And the market does speak almost all the time.
It's just a question of whether you're listening or not, right?
That's the question.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you help people do. Is listen, I suppose. So, talk about some of your, I mean, you've been around a while. Talk about some of your favorite deals, your favorite projects you've worked on in North Fulton. Maybe one or two.
Well, if you just put a gun to me and just said, pick your favorite, I could pick a favorite. There's a company called Cognia. Cognia is an education organization. They do the testing and accreditation for schools. They do it all over the world. They're in over 70 countries, and they test scores from over 35,000 students. They would tell me it's probably 40, but I don't remember them telling me 40,000. But in any event, they have a facility on Westside Parkway. And we found that facility because Sanctuary Park turned us down. And we bought this facility in 2008. We built the building in 2009 and 10. So really interesting times. In the last year, we expanded the facility. When we first built the facility, it was 60,000 square feet. And then we added a second building that was 40,000 square feet. It just finished back in October. And I will tell you that they still own about 5 acres in North Fulton and on that campus. And we have an idea for the next building. So it's a great company. They're headquartered in Alpharetta. They merged with another company called Measured Progress in New Hampshire. And so they have over a couple hundred employees, and they're about $100 million company. And it all started because my client wanted to move from Decatur.
Mm.
Decatur. They were right by the VA hospital back in 2007.
That's awesome. Tej Fortz is with us. He is a partner with Joel and Granat Commercial Real Estate. So, Ted, you are looking ahead to 2020. And what I hear you saying is your bias is toward renting versus or leasing versus buying. But maybe you can expand on that and talk about what else you see going on in the market for 2020 and beyond.
I think things have to correct. I think that it is not possible, although I guess stranger things have happened, it's not possible to sustain the run that we've been on.
Mm.
Granted, it was a very bad time, but the markets have to correct. If I am someone who is in the investment real estate world, I'm nervous. Everything has been picked over. I have clients that want to buy things too.
Mm-hmm.
But when I find that the building was sold in 2016 or 17 or 18 or 19, I know that they're probably not in the market to sell. Unless they say, I'm going to take my chips off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to figure out if this is the right time to put chips down on the table. So that's really the biggest thing I see. As far as rental rates go and leasing space, I continue to see a demand for space. However, people are using space differently. It's now co-working. Co-working has played a major role in how I would call institutional real estate works.
Right.
But I see that the inflation of rental rates starting to flatten out. We're not seeing the big bumps that we saw a couple years ago. However, having said that, you could still walk into the Avalon world and at that rate for those buildings, high-rise buildings, are going to be north of $40 a square foot. Whereas 10 years ago, we didn't have a market with $40 a square foot rents in North Fulton. That didn't occur.
All right.
People would have thought in fact, 30 was the big line.
Yeah.
And they crossed it over, and now you have plus $30 a square foot in most of the high-rise buildings in North Fulton. So
Ted, I want to make sure we get to something a little personal to you. So you've got some charitable activities you're involved in outside of work.
Yes.
That you've been awarded for.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm going to bring it up.
I'm a humble guy,
I'm going to make you talk about it. Or if I don't ask about it, you won't say anything about it. So tell us.
No, John, thank you. I am passionate about several things, but the thing that drives me is I'm a type 1 diabetic. My son is a type 1 diabetic, and we basically raise money every year for a cause called JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF. Tomorrow is actually the start of the 2020 ride season to sign up, and this coming year, I'm going to be riding in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know, hold your thoughts. Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm going to be at Amelia Island. I ride a Century ride. on a bike, and I ride for the cause. I don't ride for time. You're not going to see me going really fast, but I raise money for JDRF. My goal is to raise at least $10,000 in a given ride year. I've been awarded best ride team. I have my wife, Cheryl. She rides too, and we ride as a family. And our job is to really make people more aware of type 1 diabetes and the efforts to make the disease easier on people, mm-hmm. and to hopefully one day find a cure. Mm.
That's awesome. And that Michigan connection, I mean, that's not accidental, right? That's like the homeland, right?
Well, not exactly, but my daughter did go to Michigan State.
Okay.
And so she's a Spartan.
Yep.
And
that makes you a Spartan.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It makes me a Spartan, except when I watched their basketball game on last Sunday and they lost by 30. But, I went to school in the Midwest. I went to Indiana University, and I really love the people of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. They're down home. They're real. Mm. If you come to meet me, you'll find that I'm a very real and direct person. I don't beat around the bush. I kind of say what I think. Sometimes people don't want to hear that, but that's okay. But they'll hear the truth. I think that's important. People have to be truthful in the world that we live in right now. And it's a very important year. I think 2020, we're going to be selecting a president for the next 4 years. And I think we have a real choice to make. I think we have a decision whether we continue the way we are the last couple of years or make a change. And I'm not going to get political, but I think change is always good. I think change in anything, whether you have to look at a new way to do things. And, hopefully in the next 4 years, we'll learn about new things to do. And I get excited when things change, when real estate changes, the economy changes, anything changes. And it's exciting to embrace the change and then figure out the solution as a result of that change. Mm.
Well, and if you like change, that must be one reason why you're in North Fulton Real Estate, right? Because there's a lot
it's
of change.
It's always changing. Yeah, it always does sure. things. And it's exciting to be on the change. I mean, the transportation, mm-hmm. we've got things going on Georgia 400 that will change in the next 10 years. And how we look and think about things, soft rail, that's really exciting. Hard rail costs too much and it takes too long to implement.
Right.
But soft rail, that's a really good embrace of idea. I really like that.
Yeah, cool. Ted Schwartz has been with us. He's with Joel and Granat Commercial Real Estate. He's a partner there. Folks, if you need real estate, commercial real estate help, Ted's your man. Ted, tell everybody how to get in touch with you.
The best way to get a hold of me is either by way of email. That's Ted, T-E-D, at Joel and Granat, joelandgranat.com. But the other way to get me is on my cell. Call me anytime. 770-713-2775. And I'm going to leave with my tagline.
Okay.
If you need space, I'll find the place.
I love it. Ted Schwartz. Thank you, Ted, for being with us. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renasant understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. And Renasant also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. And that's why Renasant has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renasantbank.com. Renasant Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30, and sometimes we have special shows at other times through the week. But if you miss any of our live shows, you can follow us or find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, really any of your favorite podcast apps. Mine happens to be Overcast, but check us out. I have yet to be stumped on a podcast app you cannot find North Fulton Business Radio on. Just search for North Fulton Business Radio and you'll find us. Or you can go online and find us there, northfultonbusinessradio.com. Check out our archive there. Lots of great business leaders that we've had over these past 4 years of doing this show, in addition to Ted. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. North Fulton BRX is our address on all three of those social media channels. So for my guest, Ted Schwartz, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.